Did you learn anything about Jay last week and kind of with him restricted in the pocket and the way he played?
First thing I learned was how tough he was. I mean, for him to go out there and perform the way he did, I don't know if I've been around a performance like that as efficient as he was and to fight through what he had going on. But him sticking around in the pocket, I mean, obviously, you know, he did a good job of protecting himself and he did a good job with all his reads.
Adam, how much are you choosing a center this week as opposed to just going with whatever guys are available to play across the front line?
Well, we're still kind of going through what we need to go through as far as practice and figuring out what's the best options for us. And that's a good thing about having Coach Fox and Ryan Pace to kind of bounce things off of and Coach Magazoo. So we're still kind of in the process of figuring out what's the best option for us. And once we hit Sunday, we'll have a really good feel.
What's the most difficult part for you of evolving an offense when it's not stable on the front line?
Just making sure that we're doing a good job of putting our players in the best position possible and using whoever we have out there to their strengths.
How tough is it for a rookie center who's never played in a game before to theoretically go start a game?
I don't know. I've never done it before.
is there a way to coach him up? Are there tenets, or do you tell him to relax? How do you handle him as a person if you talk to him?
I would try not to screw anybody up. So the only thing I'd say to him if he ends up going is, hey, just do what you've been trained to do.
How much has he improved, Grasso, since when you first got him to now?
I mean, obviously we liked him a lot just from the draft process and him coming here from the system he came from. We were familiar with it. Just a lot of the guys that we've worked with on this staff have spent some time, with the Oregon staff, with Scott Frost, and kind of knowing who he was as a player and a person and seeing him kind of grow with us into what we do on offense compared to what he came from in college. He's done a great job, and he's done nothing but get better, day in and day out.
What do you like most about him as a player, would you say?
Right, his athletic ability. I think he does have that, rare ability to get to the second level and cut defenders off. And, he's a lot stronger than what you'd anticipate. I know he has not like – an overly sized guy, but he does have, good strength for that position.
How much is Poe being right across from him factor into this decision?
I think it's going to be more how comfortable we are as a group of what's our best option.
You've been up to Oregon, and if so, is there anything that you then put into your approach?
A lot of the things that was pulled from Oregon, and this is a few years ago going back, is most of that stuff you guys have already seen. So it's not like all of a sudden we're going to bust out some brand new offense or anything. It was a good, project for us that we did, and it had more to do than just, plays. It was more kind of what their philosophy was.
What was your assessment of Slauson's effort in relief on Sunday?
I mean, it was one of, probably the main reason, I mean, his play was outstanding as well, but that's probably, why he got, one of the guys to get a game ball. I mean, it was unbelievable for him to go transition into that and then for us not to miss a beat. And I know we had, a couple things happen where we could have probably cleaned up. But, I mean, for him to do that, get the calls, get everybody squared away, I mean, it was phenomenal.
Adam, did you see Marquise Wilson take a step at all? I know he had the big drop and the way he responded on that final drive. What was your assessment of his performance?
He did a great job of doing what we asked him to do. And then at the end of the game, we were kind of trying to figure out a way to get him the ball. He does make some plays throughout the game that kind of go unnoticed. And then, but in that situation there, I know Jay has a good rapport with him. And they do it. There's, times when you guys aren't out here where they hook up and you see some things that you really, really feel encouraged about. And that play and that especially at that time of the game was great to see.
You excited to see what this thing might look like with a healthy Alshon out there?
Yeah, as soon as he's ready to go, it'll be interesting to see, kind of how, we kind of evolve and adapt and try to use him to his strengths and get him rolling, as soon as they tell us that he's ready to go.